Founded in 1989, we've now moved to a new permanent home here in Brockenhurst, and we have a thriving junior section, anything between 15 and 30 kids every Monday evening. And we've got a huge range of ages in the adults, from the teenage split shift that we have early on a Monday, and then the real seniors and the veterans come in for the later shift Monday night.
Well, just getting himself all dressed up is Clive Turner. Clive, just talk us through some of the protective gear that's here.
Well, nowadays, the protective gear is very strictly controlled. Before you put on a jacket, you put on what's called a plastron. It's a half jacket that protects a sword arm under the sword arm, so you shouldn't get any damage from a weapon. A mask, again, is very strictly controlled. Update the rules on equipment quite regularly. You then wear a glove as well, and it stops the blade going up under the sleeve into the armpit. So it's all very safe.
Just that one word is really scary, blade.
Yeah, well, the blades that we use, they all have either a rubber button or a push button. If it's electric, the only one that doesn't have a special tip is the sabre, the cutting weapon, and that has the end folded over. And so, again, it's all quite safe.
Swords, blade, electricity, what could possibly go wrong?
You come to a competition and watch it, the electric kit, you know, that sometimes causes problems, so you have to have at least a couple of working blades. But when you start off fencing, a very basic kit, and the kit lasts forever.
I've got a feeling I might regret this, but can I have a go?
Oh, by all means, we just love we're not allowed to say we welcome new blood. That conjures up all sorts of dreadful images. But yes, we have enough kit here. I'm sure we can fit you in.
I feel like I walked into Mr. Ben's shop because now I'm all kitted out. Clive, what's the idea behind the sport?
Well, obviously it came from duelling. If you were going to fight duels, then you needed to train. You were rather silly if you decided, yes, I'd fight someone and just walked out there and thought, which end do I hold? So basically, it was started from duelling, then the foil, which we're going to use, was developed as a lightweight weapon.
Well, this is the closest I've ever come to any of the equipment. I've checked through all the BBC do's and don'ts. Fencing isn't mentioned at all in our health and safety guides. So, with that in mind, sire, I challenge you to a duel.
Oh, thank you very much. Let's introduce you to the weapon. The one that we're going to use is the foil. This one has an odd handle. It's called a pistol grip, an orthopedic type handle. Your thumb goes along the top there, and your index finger goes under there, and they're the manipulators. They do all the clever wiggly bits with the weapon. You are not going to be using forearm and wrist. Johnny Depp has an awful lot to answer for with the way he wields a sword.
On guard!
So from there, just extend your arm and hit me on the chest. Yeah, and bend your arm, and now try again. Well, I've seen little old ladies knitting with more enthusiasm.
Oh.
That's it. Now, get your mad up. And hit. Now, when you do it, hand on, lift your hand, and I'll show you why when you hit. Your hand goes up, I can't hit you now. If I put my hand there, and you just straighten your arm and try and hit me, you can't. I'm in an on-guard position which protects me. So what you need to do now is either move my blade or go under my blade and hit, that's it, on the other side. It's called a disengage. Under the blade and see if you can go right under and come up here. Fingers, little finger exercise, under the blade and hit. Yeah, good. And again. Right, and again. Now you can't hit if my blade's in the way. Under the blade, over the top. That's a move I was going to get on to next.
So what sort of courses do you put on then at the fencing club, Robin?
Well, we do a regular able-bodied fencing course. We usually do one a term. If we've got a lot of inquiries, we might even do two a term. So that's a six-week course. We start with the foil and we take people through from complete beginner to about the equivalent of a British fencing grade one. This term, we're embarking on the wheelchair fencing. We're going straight into a six-week course for the wheelchair fencing. Again, we'll take them through from complete beginner, get them kitted up, and across the 6 weeks we'll get them to, again, about a British fencing grade one.